brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Dr. Henry L. Nyman, expert on the influenza, and all the government fear-mongering coming up in the next segment. Then Max Kaiser joins us from Paris. That is all coming up today, and wide open phones for the next 3 hours. And a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet, but right now we are taking your phone calls. Let's talk to Alicia in New Jersey. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, it's Alicia, Alex.
Alicia, I apologize.
No, no. You know, it is such an honor to speak to you, and I just want to thank you so much for the hard work that you're doing and the success. I'm so happy for the success of your show. I'm a single parent. I live paycheck to paycheck, but I woke up to your message. Faithfully been listening to you since the last election. I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh. And in my small way, I've been trying to spread the message about the globalists, trying to be succinct. You did an excellent job yesterday, coast to coast. You always amaze me how you can just get that message down and, you know, hammer it out in such a short amount of time. Thank you.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. I think I kind of try to cover too much in too short a period of time.
You do an excellent job, Alex, and your illustrations are so apropos. And the only thing I wanted to say, thank you so much, because I've stopped smoking since I've been listening to you. I've also lost weight, and you look great. I saw the updated picture of you. You look great. So it's so important that we keep our inner spirits up. You know,
No, that's it. That's it. I mean, I got depressed over this stuff about 12 years ago and quit working out and started, you know, smoking cigarettes again and things. And then I finally said, you know what? I got to get myself straight if I'm going to try to change the world. And that's how we all change it, is just saying, you know what? I'm not going to smoke their poison. I'm not going to drink their fluoride water. I'm not going to give my kids their shots. And just also not letting Madison Avenue make us feel insecure. I mean, we are all God's creatures. It's very special to be alive, and we're all together fighting tyranny.
Yes, Alex. I used to always be a person that used to follow Beyonce, Mariah Carey, and all that. So superficial. And now I can't believe I like country music, Willie Nelson songs. It's unbelievable. Just thank you so much for shattering those paradigms. And I definitely will call again, but just keep up the good work that you're doing, and God bless.
Alicia, God bless you. What a great lady there from New Jersey. A lot of great people I've met from New Jersey. And then you meet the government people there, and they are just hellishly corrupt. Hellishly. There's probably no state as well. Texas is getting bad. Michigan's bad. Florida's bad. I guess they're all bad. But, man, they are just out of control in New Jersey. But great, great salt-of-the-earth people in that state. So good to hear from you, ma'am. Let's talk to Andrew in Australia. Andrew, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. My name's Andrew. I'm a 28-year-old biochemist from Texas living in Australia.
Well, welcome.
I don't think that enough attention has been paid to the scriptures, the various scriptures, the prophecies. I've read a lot of books. I've read the Islamic origins of Freemasonry. I've read the Arcana of Freemasonry. And I believe that this is going to happen on September 9th. And I really think I can prove it. 9 is the number of Lucifer, 6 is the number of Satan. Flipping it over 3 times represents the fall from grace, and I believe the numerology is critical. Numerology has proven itself critical throughout history.
Yeah, the globalists are obsessed with numerology. Whether it's real or not, they believe it's real.
Yes, and I believe that the elite hand, I've watched every single one of your documentaries repeatedly. And the same.
Well, hold on. I got Dr. Nyman coming up, but I will. If you can hold, I'll go back to you. If not, you can call back later. But I gotta. But yes, 7/7 was a bombing. 3/11 was a bombing. 9/11, 8/8. They always launch attacks on key dates. They are obsessed with it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julian New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to be talking with Dr. Henry L. Nyman in just a moment. Medical doctor, expert on influenza, patent holder, major developer of a lot of major discoveries and technologies. He is going to be with us for the rest of the hour here in just one moment. I did want to mention the fact that scores of mainstream news articles are saying it is racist to lampoon Barack Obama. Now, the very same New York Magazine that showed George Bush as a vampire sucking the blood of Lady Liberty, they are now criticizing Obama as the Joker because he's a clown in whiteface. This is the political mental illness. This is the weapon that they are using. They know it's not racist. They are scared of it because they have this archetypal image of Obama as this sweetie pie who never lies and cares about you, when in truth he is a Joker-like front man laughing at the public as he steals $23.7 trillion. Did the Joker of Batman fame steal $23.7 trillion? No. Only Barack Obama could sucker the people into doing it. And this archetypal image is really scaring the establishment right now. That's why I'm sending a crew out today to put up posters that you see there. If we just went live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the radio audience. We have these posted online at InfoWars.com. That's why we're going to post these all over South Austin. And we encourage other people around Austin and other cities. Imagine if people listening right now in Austin, tens of thousands of listeners here in Austin, would all go print these off Infowars.com, print them off a color printer or black and white, go out with a staple gun, put them on power poles, tape them up on power boxes. Imagine the effect. And we've got a bunch of different versions. Obama fascism, Obama Infowars, Obama New World Order, Obama socialism. This image is really having a big effect, and they're now saying it's racist, that people should be investigated who put this up, that you should be stopped from doing it. It is our First Amendment, and you keep a right by exercising it. We're also going to make one with Bush. In fact, I forgot to tell Douglas to do that. Make one with Bush in whiteface with a Joker face real fast before they leave to go plaster these around. Let's get a Bush one up, too, because this is a bipartisan situation. By the way, we have the T-shirts. They're being manufactured right now. You can get them here first at Infowars.com, and these are really a hot seller. We've never sold a T-shirt like this. People are going wild buying these, and you can get them with Obama Fascism, Obama Infowars.com, Obama New World Order. You can get it Obama Socialism. You can get it in all these different formats. And on the back, it says, wake up before it's too late on one shirt. One says, stop the criminals. One says, in the Fed on the back. So people see in the Fed and they go, what does it have to do with Obama being a joker? Well, he's the front man for the real jokers. Now, you don't have to buy the T-shirt at Infowars.com, though it's a walking billboard to start conversations and discuss this. It's a stunning image. You can go to Infowars.com. The headline is Joker Obama Posters to Go Viral. And we have the Obama Fascism, the Obama Socialism, the Obama New World Order, the Obama Infowars.com. We're going to get a Bush up there, too, an Obama Fascism and Bush Fascism up there. We've got a Wake Up Before It's Too Late. We've got an In the Fed. Go print these off. Print them on your printer. Print them on a color printer. It looks even better like these that we're showing you on TV as we simulcast. And get them out. Because there's this rebellion going on everywhere, at every town hall of Republicans and Democrats, everywhere. They're being shut down from Austin to New York, from New Jersey to Florida, from California to Michigan. It's happening everywhere. The people are rising. They've almost got two-thirds majority to audit the Fed in the House, an override. Ladies and gentlemen, this is getting so exciting. And this is only the beginning. We've only begun to fight. So I'm asking you, let's have a flash mob. Let's have this go viral right now. All of you, today or tomorrow, don't procrastinate. Go print these off, even if it's black and white. Get a stapler, get some tape, get a can of glue with the paintbrush. Put them up now. We're going to go out today and do this. I got a bunch of work I've got to do. I'm going to send one team out now to do it in the next hour. Then I'm going to go out tonight and do it when I come back to work. I'm going to stop. I'm going to put these up. All of us is a team effort. And if this is successful, we can do this in the future. We can do this in the future on the flu and other issues, like don't take the shot. In fact, we ought to create one that says, I told them, but they've been so busy. We need one that says, don't take the flu shot under it. Let's make one of those for Obama right now and get it up in the flyers as well. This is up on Infowars.com. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Get these. If you're watching this a few days from now and can't find it on the main page, Google Joker Obama posters to go viral. We also have an article called Obama as Joker Explained. In Bob Kane's original comic book, the Joker is a master criminal and a bizarre psychopath. Obama is not necessarily a psychopath. This is to say, a ruthless, hands-on killer. But by the standard of his office, he is a master criminal, or rather a front man for a cartel of master criminals. So get this out to everybody. Let's go wild today. Okay, now going to our guest, who I really appreciate joining us. I've read so much of his great research. It's his first time on with us. We really appreciate him coming on. And we're going to post his website up on the screen. For everybody up there, it's flutracker.rhizalabs.com or recombobionetics.com. He is Dr. Henry L. Nyman. And, Doc, I know you don't like to toot your horn, but will you give people briefly your extensive bio?
Okay, yeah. Hi, Alex. Good to be on.
Good to have you.
A little background. Yeah, I've been studying viruses since I was in graduate school. Got my PhD at the University of Southern California back in 1978, and then did postdoctoral work and went on staff at Scripps Clinic and Research Foundation. There I was mostly working on oncogenes, but I also did some work on the flu back then with Ian Wilson, who actually discovered the structure of the influenza virus. It was on the cover of Nature magazine back in 1980. I developed monoclonal antibodies, which are kind of factories that make antibodies to target almost anything, including the flu. The flu monoclonal is probably the most popular monoclonal in the world. Everybody uses it mostly for basic research to track different genes. It's designed so that it can really identify any type of gene.
Yeah, I mean, this is not just you saying this. You're a world-renowned inventor in this area, so you're uniquely qualified to speak on what we're currently facing.
Yeah, and basically, to bring it a little bit more current, you know, when I was at Harvard, I got a little bit interested in newly emerging viruses. I studied the SARS virus, worked with most of the researchers that were sequencing the virus in Asia. And then when bird flu kind of made its appearance back in 2003, I kind of switched over to that and looked at how the virus evolves. So that's what recombinomics does. It really looked at the genetic sequence of the virus, sees how it evolves, and actually uses that evolution to make predictions and to identify and to predict what the virus is going to look like in the future.
All right. Sir, in a nutshell, can you boil down what's happening? Is this engineered? Other virologists have said it doesn't have a pedigree, that they believe it was made in a lab. A, do you concur with that? B, if it's only killed a few hundred people in the U.S., a few thousand worldwide, regular flu kills 400,000 worldwide, 30,000 a year in the U.S., CDC says we can differ with those numbers. Is this hype to sell vaccine? Is this a cover for something else? Injecting people with the shots? Is that going to cause it to mutate, as some are saying? I mean, so much is going on.
Right.
What's the bottom line, doctor?
There's a lot out there. This is the real deal. I mean, this is a virus. It is not man-made. It's a natural virus.
Okay.
It's a combination, which led to some of the speculation. Just to give you a brief background, a virus has got 8 different gene segments. It's kind of like a person with chromosomes. You got 46 chromosomes. Well, the virus has 8. And each of those gene segments has kind of a pedigree. You can look at the sequence and tell where it came from. And this virus is a mixture. It has one of its genes. It's one of the genes that's involved with copying its genetic information. It's called PB1. That's a human gene. But that was picked up by this virus back in 1993 from a human H3N2. So the human gene's been in this virus for almost 2 decades. It's got 2 other genes that are involved with copying the genetic information, also called polymerase A and polymerase B1. And both of those, B2, and both of those are avian. And then the other 5 genes are swine. So it really has 5 swine, 2 avian, and 1 human, but it's had that composition since the 1990s. So it didn't just happen. It didn't just get manufactured. None of that is unusual. And the reason it happens at a high frequency is because it all happens in swine. Swine is able to be infected by both avian viruses, human viruses, as well as swine viruses. All these are flu. And we get multiple viruses in the same host, in this case the swine. The virus can either swap those chromosomes, those 8 genes, and come up with a new constellation of genes, or it can actually recombine and actually change the gene sequence.
Okay, and Dr. Nyman, stay there.
Right.
Quick break. Got a break. Quick break. I want to come back and then go over why we see the buildup, why the preparations for forced inoculations, talk of using the army, talk of quarantines in the fall. for something that's killed 200 people with our guest, Dr. Nyman, again, is a medical doctor, expert, virologist researching all this.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 6, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $969.10. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $996.64, $498.32 for a half ounce, or $249.16 for the quarter ounce. That's $996.64, $498.32, and $249.16.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Henry L. Nyman is our guest. Doctor, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Give us your bottom line as one of the top experts out there studying the flu. And you have the big flu tracker tracking it worldwide. of why are they taking this so serious? Why are they saying they're getting ready for forced inoculations and quarantines over something that's killed a couple hundred people in the United States?
Okay, well, it really has to do with the history of pandemics in the past and the similarity of this particular pandemic in 2009 with the pandemic in 1918. Just as a refresher, the 1918 pandemic killed between 20 and 50 million people worldwide. And the population back in 1918 was about a quarter of what the population is today. It infected about a third of the world's population between 1918 and 1919. And the people that were dying were generally young, previously healthy adults between the ages of 20 and 45. It actually ended World War One because it was so widespread, because so many of the troops were dying from it. The concern is that this is a rerun. The virus in 1918 was a swine virus that jumped into the human population, and it recombined and came up with a new version. The virus in 1918 did exactly what 2009 did. In the spring, it started out as a mild disease. In fact, the physicians that were looking at patients in the spring of 1918 didn't even think it was influenza because it was so mild. And then the virus evolved. And in the fall, it came back with a vengeance, and it ended up killing the large number of people. The 2009 is really behaving the same way. It is a swine virus which has jumped to humans. The last time a swine virus jumped to humans and was easily transmitted was 1918. There was a, some of your listeners may be old enough to remember 1976, which was the swine flu vaccine. In that case, it was a soldier at Fort Dix that died, and a few hundred soldiers at Fort Dix were infected. That led to the vaccine program, but by the time the vaccine was ready, the virus had essentially burned itself out. It never really got out of Fort
Dix. But also, they had to suspend the program because the vaccine paralyzed and killed so many people.
Well, there were side effects, and it did put a black mark on the vaccine, and it was kind of a rushed vaccine because there was a lot of concern that it was going to spread and it was going to be a repeat in 1918. But there's a big difference between what happened in 1976 and what happened in 2009.
Well, why is Obama, sir, Dr. Nyman, saying he wants to take three or four? Will it be five next week, or will we take shots every morning with our Wheaties? Or?
Well, here's the way the vaccines work. I mean, there's two different issues. The swine, which is the pandemic, the H1N1, which is causing the pandemic, is a swine virus. It's not a human virus. The seasonal flu vaccine is called a trivalent vaccine because it's made of three different seasonal flus. It's made of an H1N1 human, an H3N2 human, and an influenza B. So that is recommended, you know, on a yearly basis because the virus changes so quickly that the immunity that's generated by the vaccine one year generally doesn't carry over that efficiently to the next year because the virus has evolved and changed. And that's what an annual flu vaccine is. It's once a year. Children getting it for the first time, they take it twice because they need a booster. And that's the seasonal flu. And that's totally separate from the pandemic flu. The pandemic flu is swine, so there's not much, if any, it probably is no cross-reactivity. So
but they've been saying it's not proper to even call it swine flu now.
Well, that's a political issue. You know, not calling it swine is more of a WHO political. They're afraid that people are going to go around killing pigs. And the false belief that is how it's transmitted. And that's not. I mean, the point is that the virus has jumped.
Yeah.
So now people that are getting infected with swine flu are not getting infected by pigs. They're getting infected by other people.
Well, Doc, you know what's funny? Back in January and February, I had guests on, emergency managers and people, where they were getting ready for mass graves and flu pandemics this coming fall. And then magically, this all just pops up. But don't worry, they're there with shots in the Army to take good care of you.
So just to clarify, that was bird flu. This is swine flu. But we'll talk after the break.
Well, they're just building up this big infrastructure to keep us safe. And they got the Gardasil to keep our girls safe, too. Just take the shots. Everybody loves you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Getting into the mass graves, the army getting ready, the emergency managers back in January of this year. And they were just saying flu. Whenever I would have the emergency managers on, they said flu, bird flu, deadly flu. And we see this huge infrastructure being built, NORTHCOM running drills everywhere, major cities having regular army, army reserve, marines out running checkpoints, building up. This thing looks staged to me, but It sounds like you're just going off the science and saying the flu looks like it could be a danger or it isn't a danger. I mean, explain this to me from your perspective.
And like I say, I'd rather stick to the science, getting to pandemic preparedness and the political side, kind of a little out of my area of expertise. But just as a comment that the issue of potential pandemic from bird flu has really been at the top of a lot of lists going back to 2005 or so. The swine flu really emerged. I mean, it's not that there hasn't been flu in swine before, but the transmission of the swine flu from human to human really became obvious in March of this year, the end of the end of March, beginning of April. And that's when it became apparent that there was a pandemic. Nobody really knew about the pandemic involving swine until April of this year. But the reason it's being taken quite seriously really has to do with the history of the 1918, and that's really the reason there's been the pandemic preparedness. Actually, there's a law, and again, it's getting a little bit out of my area, but the declaring bird flu a quarantinable disease actually was signed by President Bush back in April 1st of 2005, and that coincided with healthcare workers dying in North Vietnam as a result of H5N1. So the potential of a pandemic of one sort or another has been around, you know, for several years now in a very real way. But the swine flu is kind of a different, a little bit different than the bird flu. It's harder for the birds to jump to humans because that's avian to mammal. It's much easier for a swine because that's mammal to mammal. So it is quite a bit different from one species to the other, but it is a species jump. And that is what is causing the concern. And as far as the numbers are concerned, they're quite a bit higher than 200 as far as deaths are concerned. And
Doctor, let me stop you because I can pull these numbers up, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but the CDC 3 weeks ago said they're going to stop reporting flu fatalities with the swine flu, as it's known. Let me just put this out there because I can pull up the CDC. They say it was like 198. And then less than 2,000, it was right at 2,000 worldwide. Are you saying those are wrong numbers?
Oh, those are very low numbers. You know, if you go to the flu tracker, just Google flu tracker.
Yeah, that's your site, isn't it?
Right, right. And it's got running totals.
No, I mean, I know you're the big expert on the real numbers, so that's why I brought this up. Tell us what the real numbers are.
Well, the real numbers. Well, here's a number that'll probably, you know, get your attention. In Argentina, in the last month or so, there have been probably over 1,000 that have died in that country alone in just the 1 month period. The official numbers yesterday, Argentina came out with official numbers and said that there were 337 dead, and they said there were 400 more that were dead but hadn't been tested. So they admitted on their government website in Argentina that there were likely to be over 700. I've got boots on the ground, actually, in Argentina, journalists who are actually doing stories for, it's again, mainstream media, but they are on the ground, and I do get reports back, and they say it's over 1,000. So there's 1,000.
Where are you getting your numbers? I mean, how are you getting your numbers? Because I keep hearing that it gets underreported some places, but other times they list it as a swine flu, but then later find out it wasn't.
No, that's pretty rare that they list it as swine flu and find out it isn't. It's usually the other way around, that the people test negative and then they discover on autopsy that it was swine flu. The numbers, most of the numbers that are used to flu tracker actually come from government reports. The government, the U.S. is pulling back, but just to clarify that, they're pulling back mostly on the mild cases. They used to report, each state reported cases with quite a bit of detail on a county-by-county basis, and they were reporting on a daily basis. That went to a weekly basis, and then the CDC recently announced that they were no longer going to be doing the weekly. And they weren't going to be doing it on a county by county because there were too many cases, and they basically have been overwhelmed. So they can't do the lab confirmed. The cases I cited for Argentina actually comes from the government website in Argentina. And it's written in Spanish, but it is, you know, it's easily translated, and the numbers are quite real. And they just came out with an announcement yesterday. It's dated August 5th, and their numbers have tended to be low. And the evidence that their numbers are low is that in addition to the national site, there are state sites or provincial sites in Argentina, and those numbers tend to be quite a bit higher. I mean, most of the deaths in Argentina are in the Buenos Aires region, and there's another province, Santa Fe, which is right next to it, a town, Rosario, and those are where most of the deaths at least have been reported. And so they came out with a report yesterday, and the report yesterday did list the 337 cases. It broke them down by each of the provinces, and then they noted that they are lagging, and they've been lagging the whole time. I mean, Argentina is one of the places on the map that we actually include suspect because they basically don't become an official state, an official case, until they're tested by the official state lab. So even if there's a private lab that has confirmed the case, they won't count it until they confirm it independently. And there's so many cases that they're just very backlogged. So the 337 were lab-confirmed cases, and the 400 were cases that essentially have the same features. The flu, even though it's flu season in the Southern Hemisphere now, and so that's one of the reasons there's so much attention being played to the Southern Hemisphere, because it's cold and it's flu season, and is kind of a preview of what's going to happen in the Northern Hemisphere starting in the fall. And they, you know, have 1,000 people that have died, and most of them are young adults. They're between the ages of 20 and 45, just like 1918. And about
Looking at your map, Doctor, is there any evidence this is affecting people who racially have more melanin in their skin, or is this
If you go and look at the map, you can see that right now most of the cases are in the Southern Hemisphere. So it's in South America, it's in Australia, and it's in New Zealand, and now South Africa is starting to catch up.
Is that because it's their flu season right now?
That's right. So they're basically 6 months off from us. So they are really, you know, at the height of their, or they're entering the height of their flu season. But what's interesting and what's the concern is that in places like Argentina, almost all of the flu is swine flu. So it basically has out-competed seasonal flu. Normally at this time of the year, there'll be an H1N1 human, an H3N2 human, an influenza B. All of those are being displaced by the swine flu.
Doctor, that's a big number. Doctor, what then do you project as a tracker? What do you project the death rate is going to be like this flu season in the Western countries, A, and B, when do you see it peaking and then dissipating?
Okay, well, you know, the history from 1918 as a guide is it really started in the fall as far as changing over and becoming lethal. And therefore, I mean, the CDC has acknowledged that the number of cases in the United States is well over a million. And it really started at the end of the flu season. I mean, when flu really got going in the U.S., it was really in April and May, and flu season is pretty much over. You know, the flu season pretty much peaks in February in the United States. And by April, it's just about gone, and it's totally gone in May. In the United States, it's the same thing. 99% of any flu that's happening right now is the swine flu. And the virus is evolving. So there's a little bit of a clue by what's going on in South America and in Australia. And you can look at the website for the flu trackers and see what kind of numbers are showing up, and we have a daily plot of the deaths. And, you know, the daily plot is a little bit uneven because, you know, like I say, the states and the governments aren't really reporting daily. They're reporting weekly, so sometimes you get some spikes. But the biggest number of deaths in a day was yesterday. And if you look at the map, it's over 80. So over 80 people either died or reported as died on yesterday, and that's the highest it has been so far. We're going to change the map over the graph a little bit. Right now it's daily, and it doesn't look as dramatic as it is, be- whatever. So the,
how many deaths in the United States again?
I've got it in front of me for the world. The fatalities worldwide are 1727 right now. The United States, I think we've got around 350. So there's 350 that have been either confirmed by lab tests. Well, they've all been confirmed by
lab
tests.
But less than 2,000 worldwide. I mean, if they're in their peak season down in the other hemisphere and regular flu kills 30-plus thousand a year in the U.S. alone, this sounds like an incredibly weak flu.
No, it's an evolving flu. It just jumped, okay? So,
but don't flus, I mean, according to other doctors, but you're an expert, so I mean, I'm not here, I'm not disagreeing, I'm just asking. A lot of other virologists and doctors we've talked to say that flus tend to mutate into something less lethal on average.
They're mostly talking about seasonal flu. And I mean, this virus is already fairly efficiently transmitted. So it is jump species from swine to human.
And it's an airborne transmission.
Yes. I mean, that's why there are all these outbreaks at schools and at summer camps now. It's easily transmitted. And the virus, because it is now adapting to humans, so it's been in swine. It just got into humans, you know, a few months ago. And as it gets into humans, it can interact with human flu. And human flu is more efficient at transmitting and growing, and so this virus can.
So you're saying it can mutate with the regular flu.
Right. It can mutate with the regular flu and adapt to humans.
Let me ask you this. You saw the story about Baxter and the European countries mixing it in. I want you to comment on that. But then we've also seen reports, and we've had doctors on and read the reports, that they're saying the testing of the vaccine, the headline was live attenuated. I don't maybe explain that.
Yeah.
But the issue is some are saying it could mutate easily in the body and incubate something new or merge with other seasonal flus.
Right. Well, here's a couple different issues because they're kind of taking bits and pieces and not really putting them together very well. As far as Baxter is concerned, Baxter was an error in the lab. It was not a vaccine that was, you know, being, you know, certified to go into humans. It was actually a vector. So Baxter.
Yeah, but why was it mislabeled? This super powerful bird flu is then mixed in.
Right. It was a contaminant. That's why I say that's what the accident is. It was supposed to be a vector for H3N2 seasonal flu. So it was supposed to be, it was sold to a company in Europe that then distributed to its.
And then they accidentally lied to homeless people and injected them and they died. A lot of accidents happening here. Well, but that was another company with the dead homeless with the bird flu.
That was a trial, and I don't know the details about that one as much as I know about Baxter. Baxter was an experimental vector that got contaminated at Baxter. I mean, Baxter does make a pandemic H5N1 vaccine, and I would say somewhere along the lines at the plant, it happened. It wasn't supposed to be there. That nobody knew it was there until they actually injected the ferrets. The ferrets died, and essentially they basically, you know, made corrections, so that's not going to happen again. But it wasn't in the vaccine that was, you know, being prepared for humans. This was an experimental lab version, which isn't going to have as many controls as the version that actually goes into people. And it got contaminated, and they found out when it went into the ferrets. As far as the vaccines themselves are concerned, vaccines have already shipped. The vaccine for the pandemic that is already shipped by several companies is really the same as the seasonal flu. It is not a live vaccine. It's not an attenuated vaccine. It's a killed vaccine. So this virus is killed. There's nothing alive in the vaccine, and it's just like the trivalent seasonal flu that...
And it can't create any mutations. I wonder why I have news articles then. Are they mistaken, doctor, where they say that it's live?
There's several different versions. I'm talking about the vaccine that shipped. So,
Have they already made that 195 million doses? I see that headline, U.S. government orders 195 million dosages 2 weeks ago. Are you saying they've already shipped that?
No, I'm saying they've shipped part of that.
But how does it protect us, doctor, if you're saying it's going to mutate?
Well, it depends. It really comes down on how fast the virus mutates and how similar the virus is in the fall or in the winter relative to the virus that was used in the vaccine. The vaccine that is shipping is called California 7. It was isolated in one of the first ones in California. We're on a break.
Yes, sir, we are. Well, this is getting interesting. We really appreciate you being on with us. The website is up on prisonplanet.tv screen. We'll put it up there for you. Just Google Flu Tracker and you'll find it. It's a huge site. Dr. Henry L. Nyman is our guest, and he's an expert on all this, and he says it's a real threat.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Dr. Henry L. Nyman's our guest. We're going back to him in just one moment. First off, I wanted to tell you about some of our sponsors today. One of them is FrontSight.com. FrontSight, have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute? He's offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. This offer is only available for a limited time. The classes are filling up fast for September, folks. Dr. Ignatius Piazza is literally paying his own money out of his pocket to be able to give you this deal. And it won't last forever. This is better than military or law enforcement training. A lot of police and military get trained there, but there's no boot camp or drill instructor attitude. It's a family atmosphere. This is the biggest and most successful premier shooting training, handgun, rifle, shotgun, you name it. It is frontsight.com. Find out about the free Springfield Armory XD pistol and the caliber of your choice offered. Frontsight.com. Check it out today. Frontsight.com. You can't put a price tag on this training, and it's 75% off the course and a free handgun. You cannot beat it. Frontsight.com. That's frontsight.com. Max Kaiser's coming up at the 8 after to break down what's happening in the economy. Right now in this segment, the next, we are continuing with Dr. Henry L. Nyman of Flu Tracker. We got that up on screen for everybody right there. Okay, sir, so am I getting this right then? You're saying this could be big, this could be real. We should roll up our sleeves, take the 3 to 4 to 5 injections or whatever?
Well, let me straighten out the injection part. So that's a little bit clearer. But, yes, it definitely is real, and I would definitely recommend a vaccination. You know, there are some people that might have allergies to eggs. The current vaccine is grown in eggs, so the same warnings for the pandemic vaccine would apply. You know, are the same as that for the seasonal flu vaccine. But the number of injections, just to clarify that, the pandemic flu, people have not seen that before. That's because it's swine. So the recommendations will be to actually have two shots. It would have be a first shot, followed 3 weeks later by a booster shot. That's the same thing that is used for children the first time they get seasonal flu. So the first time they're immunized, there are two shots recommended. After that is the once-a-year shot. So the pandemic a vaccine is really the same as the seasonal. There are other versions, you know, that may come down the line. There's in seasonal, there is an attenuated virus, which is a live vaccine. It's made by MedImmune. The virus is crippled, and you can tell them apart. The attenuated vaccine is a mist. You know, it's something that you spray into your nose. And that is different than the killed vaccine, which is a shot. MedImmune is working on a pandemic version that is not available. The last I looked at their website, they don't expect that to be available till 2010. And, you know, that's a different vaccine. And then I'm sure that some of your listeners have heard about adjuvants, and they're concerned about adjuvants. Adjuvant is something that stimulates the immune system. The current vaccines do not have adjuvant. The seasonal flu has no adjuvant, and the pandemic vaccine that is shipped has adjuvant. The reason adjuvants are used is that there's a tendency for a better immune response.
But wait a minute, are you saying the big order the government made doesn't have adjuvants? Because I saw that it did.
No, it does not have adjuvants.
I mean, in so many of the studies I've seen by research firms and medical doctors, it's the adjuvants that are worse than the thimerosal causing autoimmune responses.
Well, thimerosal isn't an adjuvant.
I said the adjuvants are causing a bigger response than the mercury. That's what I was saying.
Right, but the adjuvants are not in the vaccine that is shipped. There are potential vaccines that will have the adjuvant.
Stay there. Got a break, sir. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.